Well, if you've been listening over the school holidays to breakfast on 2SER, you'll know that Sydney Airport's featured a lot in the traffic reports, with very, very heavy traffic all around the whole area. And it's not surprising because it actually has more than 40 million passengers go through each year. And those 40 million people, they leave behind a lot of lost property. All of those unclaimed items are about to be auctioned off, and the money is actually going to charities, including Lifeline, Kookaburra Kids, Conservation Volunteers Australia, and the Clontarf Foundation. It's an online auction. Prizes are being shipped all around Australia, and there's actually so much lost property. The auctions are going to run for over a week. On the line now, I've got Richard White from Pickles Auctions. They're running it. Good morning, Richard.
Yeah, good morning, Nick. How are you going?
I'm good. Now, this is a lot of lost property, I imagine, to get through.
Yes, it is. It's, you know, it's our annual Sydney Airport Lost Property Auction. It's we do have over 1,000 items going under the hammer. As you can imagine, as you said, with over 40 million passengers going through the terminals every year, there are a small amount of items which aren't sent back to the original owners, but that does result to a few thousand items. So there's a huge range of items, from cameras, headphones, iPhones, tablets, jewellery, sunglasses, clothing, like you name it, it's included. It's a huge auction.
Now, I've got to say, that's not a bad ratio in terms of amount of people through and how many lost items don't get returned. What's probably the weirdest item on auction?
I'd have to say probably some of the more larger items. You know, there's a lot of smaller items, but the items such as, you know, the mountain bikes and the surfboards and things like that, they sort of they're a little quirky. They're quite large. It's sort of hard to sort of think how they could get lost, but I'd say that they would be the items that would be a bit unusual.
It's amazing to me that people don't come back for that, but of course these items have been there for a long time, haven't they?
So with Sydney Airport, they do go into the lost property division, and they are held for a period of 2 months. If they aren't claimed by then, they are then put aside and they're put up for auction for charity.
Now, where can people actually get online and bid for these?
So if you'd like to bid, you just log on to pickles.com.au. On the front page there, we do have a marketing button that you can press, which will take you to the 9 auctions. The public viewing day was actually last Monday, so it's just passed, but you'll see all 9 auctions there. You can click through to them. If you have any questions, you're more than welcome to either give us a call or send us an email, and we'll be able to help you out.
Now, you say 9 auctions, they're the 9 different categories that everything's sorted into?
That's right. So they started from yesterday. They start at 9 a.m. and then they close the day after at 9 p.m. The 9 auctions range from cameras and gaming, which started yesterday. This morning we have iPhones, smartphones and iPods. Tomorrow there's iPads and tablets and computers, and that ranges through to perfumes, jewellery, there's toys, there's musical instruments, sunglasses, footwear and clothing.
And of course, getting it all off to charity in terms of the money raised is a great sort of, it's just lovely.
Yeah, it's great. Look, the years that we've been now running these auctions, we've raised over, with Sydney Airport, we've raised over $1 million for charity. Generally, every year the charities are chosen by Sydney Airport. Last year we raised over $205,000, and this year we're hoping to beat that target again.
That's a lot of cash. That's really great news.
Yeah, it's great, and it's great for customers to log on, grab a bargain, you know, and ultimately all the proceeds are going to charity.
Well, that's fantastic stuff. You said you do this every year. How many times have you done this now?
So we do a range of lost property auctions for Sydney Airport and some other departments and businesses as well. So Pickles have paired up with Sydney Airport now to do this for the last sort of 4 to 5 years. And it's great to see the money that we're raising for charity. And we look forward to doing it again next year.
Well, Richard, thanks very much. Good luck with it. And maybe we'll chat about some of the weird items this time next year.
Not a problem. Thanks for your time.